This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. The city is hoping two informal meetings next month will help ease concerns about affordable housing proposed for two sites in Galt that spawned significant pushback from neighbors. The properties the city identified as prime sites for affordable housing concepts are an empty field on the corner of Grand Ridge Drive and Cedar Creek Road and the former St. Ambrose School at 25 Chalmers Street. Both sites need to be rezoned before a request for proposals can go out asking developers to build rental apartments that meet the city's definition of affordable housing. Two concepts presented by staff last spring and approved by council last fall propose a 50-unit four-story apartment on Grand Ridge and a four-story building with about 200 rental units on the former school property. When the city welcomed delegations to a statutory public meeting on the proposed land use changes in November, several neighbors voiced concerns on everything from hazards around traffic and parking to impacts to property values and increased crime. Some of the comments were called out for being discriminatory and offensive. Many speculated about what high-density affordable housing apartments might mean in terms of tenants. Ward 5 Cowan. Sherry Roberts says her hope is that everyone comes to next month's discussion with the best of intentions. I am looking forward to a productive, positive and respectful meeting with the residents to hear their concerns, she said. Planning staff, regional staff and councillors will be in attendance to answer questions that might not have been addressed in November, she said. The neighborhood meeting for 25 Chalmers Street is scheduled for February 3rd and the meeting for Grand Ridge Drive is February 6th. Both are in the Bowman Room at City Hall on Dixon Street starting at 6 p.m. Roberts says she asked if regional staff could be at the Grand Ridge Drive meeting to address concerns about potential traffic and parking impacts. Some neighbors of the site said transit in the area is insufficient. They also said children living in a new apartment building would be in danger because of traffic speed on Cedar Creek Road and hazards walking along the stretch to get to parks and schools. Roberts says staff will take all the feedback into account when making their recommendations to council in March. Staff will present its report and recommendation at the March 25th council meeting.